individuals you work with may be affected by these stereotypes on a regular basis. So it is important that staff who work with individuals with mental illness or developmental disability are aware of the negative stigmas that exist around these conditions. Why did these stereotypes develop? Let's review some history. You can go more in depth with history on the topic in the Human Services Overview course, A Historical Perspective, Then and Now. Prior to 1960, society did not discuss individuals with disabilities. Those with severe mental illnesses or developmental disabilities were moved out of their communities and into institutions. This meant that they had little contact with their community, and their community had little contact with them. Institutions became overcrowded, and the staff had enormous workloads. Despite the efforts of well-intentioned staff, overall care fell to a substandard level, and individualized, personal care was non-existent. Things changed in the 1960s with the introduction of President Kennedy's President's Panel on Mental Retardation. The attitude towards individuals with mental illness and developmental disabilities began to change, and states began to shift how their services were delivered. In 1971, Minnesota established the Minnesota Governor's Council on Developmental Disabilities. This council still exists today and is required by law to serve as an advocate for all persons with developmental disabilities by carrying out activities in major areas of emphasis.